out here is what? This thing you drive around in.
That's your car.
Okay. And if you take it to the filling station, you might ask them to change the oil and do what to it?
Change the oil and fill it up with gas and grease it.
Okay. And if you were working with grease and you got it all over your hands, you might say, well, my hands are all...
We'll grease it.
Okay. Somebody might say, well, are you going to grease your car? And you might say, well, yesterday I've done that already.
I greased it yesterday.
Okay. If you had a squeaky hinge on the door and you wanted it to stop squeaking, you might put some what on it?
Some oil on it.
Okay. What was it that they used to, back before they got electric lights, that people used to burn in the lamps?
Kerosene.
Did you ever hear it called anything else?
I've heard it called coal oil.
Okay. What is it that on the inside of a car tire that holds the air?
The inner tube.
Okay. And when somebody puts a boat in the water, you might say, well, they are going to do what to the boat?
Going to launch the boat.
Okay. What about a boat that's got oars that you sit in backwards and do this way? What do you call that?
Called a skiff boat.
Okay. What is the thing that your wife puts on to when she's cooking, maybe to keep the grease and stuff from getting on her clothes?
The apron.
Okay. What is the... To hold two pieces, if you pop a button off your shirt or something, you don't have time to sew another one on, you might just use a safety what?
Safety pin.
Okay. And if you wanted to write something and you wanted to write it in ink, you'd need a fountain.
Fountain pen.
Okay. A dime is how many cents?
10 cents.
Okay. And back in the old days when they had springs along the side of the road, you might carry a what kind of cup in your car to drink out of the spring?
Drinking cup.
Okay, and it was made out of what?
Aluminum.
When it was ever made out of tin?
Well, I don't know. I always use aluminum.
You never used a tin one. Okay. What is a sample of cloth or something?
Well, it's just a little piece of cloth.
Okay, and you say, well, he came by here yesterday and left a
sample.
Okay. If a man buys a three-piece suit, especially back in the earlier days, he'd buy a three-piece suit, and what would be the three pieces?
Coat, pants, and a vest.
Okay. And how do you fasten the coat?
Button it.
Okay. You might say, well, I tried his coat on and it just
fit it.
Okay. I mean, you might hear somebody say, well, I just can't wear this old suit anymore. I'll have to get a new, or get what?
Get a new suit.
Okay. And if you went out here and filled your pockets up with rocks or hickory nuts or something, it'd cause them to what?
Cause them to wow.
Okay, or it would cause them to stick way out and you say they're doing what?
Wood.
Okay. If you wash a shirt or something and it gets too small for you, you say, well, it did what? Okay. If a woman likes to put on pretty clothes and everything, you say, well, she sure likes to.
Likes to dress up.
Okay. What is it that a woman carries her money in?
Her purse.
Okay. What might a woman wear around her wrist?
Well, a bracelet or a watch.
Okay. What about around her neck?
That's a necklace or a locket.
Okay. What if it's